Chapter 32. No one could ever call a councilship luxurious or frivolous. Members of the council served for 1,000 years, and during that time took vows of personal abstinence and austerity. But at no point did power elude them. And that was the prime character of a councilship. Silken, immediate, unconstrained power. I learned upon arrival that this ship was named Seedling Star. Diminutives aside, it was the most extraordinary expression of Forerunner science I had ever had an opportunity to examine up close. The Didact's memory quietly confirmed that, in all but weapons, it eclipsed any of the ships ever allocated to warrior servants. I was escorted along lifts and enclosed tracks by 2 guards of the Council's own select security, designated by sleek black and red armor. Through translucent walls, I saw unfamiliar automatons speeding along their own tracks and tubeways. Some were decorated in the most alarming insectoid carapaces. But more surprising still were the numerous embodied and heavily armored Ancillas. I had heard of warrior servants utilizing such during battle and for other special tasks, but we encountered hundreds spaced throughout the ship, floating in serene quiescence, in apparent low power mode, their blue, red, or green sensors dimly aglow.
They will come alive in an emergency. They can replace human commanders if necessary. They are a vital portion of the Council Metarchy, the overall network of Ancillas that support the Council. But compared to a Metarch-level Ancilla, these are mere toys.
I could not explain my reaction. They somehow repelled me. With polite firmness, the guards led me to elegantly simple quarters deep inside the ship. They then instructed the quarters to extrude a new set of armor, black with green highlights, the colors of a special advisor to the council. My father had once been one, thousands of years before my birth, and now it was my turn, unless these were mere spares being recycled for a peculiar guest.
Not likely.
Acquaint yourself with your feeds and knowledge bases, the senior guard instructed, pointing to me, then to the armor. They are extensive.
Will I access all council resources?
I have no such answers, the guard said with a glance aside at his fellow. Old ways change rapidly now.
They departed, and I waited for a moment before allowing the armor to surround me. I was almost afraid to view the Ancilla. Afraid of finding more blocks and restrictions, more obstacles to prolong my agony of half-knowledge. But when she appeared in the back of my thoughts, I recognized her instantly. This was the librarian's Ancilla, the one who had lured me, tempted me, the one who had been loaned by the librarian to my swap family, the one who had led me to Erde Tyrene. My first reaction was anger.
You started all this,
I cried aloud, though that was hardly necessary.
Here I am truly your servant. I am liberated from the metarchies of both the council and the librarian.
And the Didact?
The Ancilla flashed her confusion. This was somehow a difficult question to answer.
We are in dangerous circumstances, she said, but improving. I will assist you without prior instructions and answer any questions you may have.
And who ordered you to do that?
The librarian, the Ancilla said. But she is no longer my owner.
We'll see about that. Will you open the domain to me completely?
At this, she flickered again with ancillary emotion. It seemed at first she was embarrassed, perhaps distressed. And then I read her display as expressing true frustration, something rarely witnessed in Ancillas.
Is that a no?
I persisted.
The domain is in flux, she said. No reliable connections are being made for any Forerunner, no matter their rate or form.
Is somebody going to blame me for that?
It seems to be symptomatic of a disturbance in our immediate past or immediate future.
She froze. Frustrated, I stood within the black and green armor for a moment, then flexed it, feeling its smoothness and strength, but wondering if, in fact, it was malfunctioning.
Slowly the Ancilla returned, steady again, calm and composed, and said, "No answers available for prior question. Apologies for my delay. There is a meeting scheduled in 1 hour. I have been told you need to prepare by being brought up to speed on current council personalities and politics. You have already met the Master Builder and witnessed a first-form council member speaking with your father, have you not?"
"You know I have," I said. "You know all I know."
"Some parts of your memory that may be used in testimony before the council are closed to me. And, of course, I have no access to that part of you which once belonged to the Didact. I hope it does not impede my usefulness."
"You won't spy on me?"
"No. Or guide me according to the librarian's wishes?" "No."
"But you're here to instruct me in Forerunner politics," I concluded, feeling slightly queasy. I had never shown any aptitude or liking for such studies. In politics, there might have been treasure for others, but never for me.
"Yes, with apologies," she said. "Now, let us begin.